რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
19 საათია. საქართველოსი ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების მაუწყებლობა. ჯერუმთავრესი ამბები მოკლედ ერახში აფეთქებათ სერიას ათეულობით სულ მცირე 67 ადამიანი ემსხვერპლა. ბაქოში 100-ობით ადამიანი დაესწრო ოპოზიციის მიტინგს, რომელიც მშვიდობიანად მიმდინარეობდა. ბოსნიაში დღეს არჩევნები იმართება. პაკისტანის პრემიერი ნობელის პრემიის, მშვიდობის დარგში ნობელის პრემიის გადაცემას ალბათ ვერ დაესწრება. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა უკრაინის მოსაზღვრე არეალიდან ჯარების გაყვანა ბრძანა. ამ და სხვა ახალ ამბებს გაგაცნობთ დაწვრილებით. უკროპირ რუხაძეა პრაღის სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან. ერაყში აფეთქებათა სერია მათეულობით ადამიანი იმსხვერპლა. ქვეყნის ჩრდილოეთში და დასავლეთში, ასევე ბაღდადში, სულ მცირე 67 ადამიანი დაიხოცა. ამის ფონზე გრძელდება ბრძოლა მთავრობის ჯარსა და ისლამურ სახელმწიფო ცნობილი დაჯგუფების მეომრებს შორის. შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის მინისტრმა ჩაკ ჰეიგელმა განაცხადა, რომ ერაყის არმია სრულად აკონტროლებს ბაღდადს. ბაღდადის შიიტებით დასახლებულ არეალში წუხელ მანქანა აფეთქეს და 38 ადამიანი დახოცეს. აზერბაიჯანის ოპოზიციის ათასობით მომხრე მივიდა მიტინგზე ბაქოს გარეუბანში სტადიონზე. მონაწილეებმა მოითხოვეს პრეზიდენტ ილჰამ ალიევის გადადგომა და უფლებადამცველების მიმართ რეპრესიების შეწყვეტა, ასევე აზერბაიჯანის ევროკავშირთან მეტად დაახლოება. დემოკრატიული ძალების ეროვნულმა საბჭომ გამართა ეს შეხვედრა, რომლის თაობაზეც ორგანიზატორებს მიღებული ჰქონდათ ხელისუფლებისგან უფლება, თუმცა იმ პირობით, რომ სტადიონზე ბაქოს ცენტრისგან მოშორებით უნდა გამართულიყო შეხვედრა. მიტინგი მშვიდობიანი იყო, თუმცა როგორც ორგანიზატორები ამბობენ, მცდელობები იყო პროვოკაციებისა. დღეს ბოსნიის მოქალაქეები ირჩევენ 500-ზე მეტი თანამდებობის კანდიდატებს. ამ ქვეყანაში მართვის სისტემა რთულია, უნდა აირჩიონ სამკაციანი საპრეზიდენტო ჯგუფი, პარლამენტი და ბოსნიის ორი ნაწილის სხვა ლიდერები. ეს სისტემა ბოსნია ჰერცეგოვინაში 92-95 წლების ომის შედეგად შემოიღეს. საარჩევნო უბნები დღეს დილიდან 7 საათიდან მუშაობდა და 12 საათის განმავლობაში გააგრძელებს ამომრჩეველთა მიღებას. არჩევნები მოხვება არეულობას ამ ქვეყანაში თებერვალში და კატასტროფულ წყალდიდობას მაისში. პაკისტანის პრემიერ-მინისტრის ნავაზ შარიფის მრჩეველმა განაცხადა, რომ სათუოა შარიფის დასწრება მშვიდობის დარგში ნობელის პრემიის გადაცემის ცერემონიაზე, რომელიც დეკემბერში ოსლოში გაიმართება. ის შარიფი პრემიების გადაცემაზე წლევანდელმა ლაურეატმა პაკისტანელმა მალალა იასაფზადე მიიწვია. მან პრემია ინდოელ უფლება დამცავ კაილაშ სატიართან ერთად მიიღო. მალალამ ოსლოში ინდოეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრიც მიიწვია. ავსტრალიამ დაადასტურა, რომ რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმერ პუტინი დიდი ოცეულის სამიტს ავსტრალიაში დაესწრება, მიუხედავად მოსკოვის ქმედებებისა უკრაინაში. ადრე ეჭვიეპარებოდათ, რომ ეს მოხდებოდა სწორედ უკრაინის გამო. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანმა ჯონ კერიმ პირობა დადო, რომ დახმარების სახით ისრაელსა და ჰამასის მეომრებს შორის 50-დღიანი ომის შემდეგ ღაზის სექტორის აღსადგენად 212 მილიონი გამოიყოფა. კაიროში დონორთა კონფერენციაზე კერიმ მოწოდება გამოთქვა, რომ განახლდეს სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკება. პალესტინელთა თვითმმართველობამ ღაზის სექტორის აღსადგენად 4 მილიარდი დოლარი მოითხოვა. 4 სავარაუდო მეამბოხე მოკლა და არაერთი სხვა დაჭრა შეერთებული შტატების უპილოტო თვითმფრინავმა, რომელმაც დარტყმა მიაყენა შეარაღებულ მეამბოხეთა ადგილსამყოფელ სოფელ კანჩარო კანდოაში. სოფელი ნანგარ ჰარის პროვინციაში. გასულ კვირას ასეთ დარტყმების შედეგად 20-მდე სავარაუდო მეამბოხე დაეხოცა პაკისტანის ტერიტორიაზე ჩრდილოეთ ვაზირისტანში. კრემლის წარმომადგენლის განცხადებით, რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმერ პუტინმა ბრძანა, გაყვანილი იქნენ ჯარები უკრაინის მოსაზღვრე არეალიდან მუდმივი განლაგების რეგიონში, რუსეთის როსტოვის ოლქში. კრემლის წარმომადგენლის დიმიტრი პესკოვის თქმით, 18,000-მდე რუსი სამხედრო ბრუნდება, როგორც კრემლი უწოდებს, საზაფხულო წვრთნებიდან. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. 19 საათი და 5 წუთი სრულდება. ახალი ამბები ოქროპირ რუხაძემ გაგაცნოთ.
We're Hey there, welcome to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. 2 more hours of great new acoustic music. This time out, Ryan Adams, retro sounds from the U.S. and Canada, Dinosaur Jr.'s Jay Mascis and Lou Barlow, plus our Americana Fest session with Leanne Womack.
And sometimes, you know, life is not a 3.5-minute up-tempo positive love song. I mean, it's just not. Life is sometimes not pretty.
Leanne started out in the mid-90s, coming to Nashville from her home turf in Texas to attend school at Belmont University. Finding her way into music, Leanne had a massive hit with the title track from her 2000 release called I Hope You Dance, a country and pop chart topper. That song was followed by others, and just now she's put out a cool Americana album called The Way I'm Living. We packed out Southern Ground Studio in Nashville at Americana Fest last month and had a great session with Leanne Womack, which we will play back for you in just a bit. First up, though, it's Bob Seger. He has new music. It has been 8 years since his last record. And now, at 69, he says his new one, Ride Out, will be his last. From that, here's You Take Me In on Acoustic Cafe.
Sometimes I'm frail. Sometimes I fall. Best intentions bring nothing at all, and I feel like a cloud high on a hill, making no difference, imposing no will. When promises scatter and don't seem to matter, I know. Take me in through all of this vanity, all this insanity. I've got a friend. You take me in. These are the hours. This is our turn. I'm in your universe. You are in. So much to share, so much to feel, having a vision and knowing it's real. I search for the meaning and keep on believing, because in the end, you take. Got a friend. You take me in. You take me in. You. Take me in.
Speeding quickly.
from Kat Edmondson on Acoustic Cafe. Kat has her second full-length national debut, which is called The Big Picture. Following up an album in 2012 that she released while she was still living in Texas, she also did some work with Lyle Lovett, did some touring and recording with him as well, and now has an album produced by pop producer Mitchell Froom. Again, The Big Picture and the song called Till We Start to Kiss. Started out the show with Bob Seger. His new album comes out next week. You Take Me In, the name of the song, off of the album called Ride Out. So Kat Edmondson does her very retro-sounding music here in the States, but up in Canada, there's a woman who's been doing it for most of her career. Her name is Jill Barber, and she has a brand new album called Fool's Gold. In fact, she actually has opened a show or two for Kat here in the States, but is just now getting around to wider stateside touring. Fool's Gold from Jill Barber, containing songs that would be placed well in 1955 or 1935 or 1945, certainly 1965. Let's go to this one. It's sort of a folk blues song that could have been fine in the 1920s or 30s. It's called Darling, It Was You, Jill Barber, with a new song on Acoustic Cafe.
I will give you one last kiss for something sweet to miss. You didn't know just what you had till what you had was gone. By the time you realize and you don't know what to do, if you ever wonder what went wrong, darling, it was you. You think that you're a prize, that it was my lucky day. But the day you walked into my life, I should have walked away. Then to your surprise, you overheard me say, if you ever wonder what went wrong, darling, it was you. Your life was just a lie, and your love was never true. If you ever wonder what went wrong, darling, it was you. If you ever wonder what went wrong, darling, it was you. Darling, it was you. Oh, yeah. Darling, it was you.
Rolling on. Come on. fall down, for you fall down, 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 down. Bones in the ground, skeletons down, 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 down.
About 15 years out of his band Soul Coughing, Mike Doty's solo career just keeps getting more and more interesting. His latest album is called Stellar Motel. We heard the song called When You Come Home on Acoustic Cafe. Now, Stellar Motel really largely is a hip-hop album. And of course, Mike, probably not being the most credible of hip-hop artists, he's done a great job of bringing in very credible hip-hop artists to help flesh out the songs on Stellar Motel. And then there are things that we have come to expect over his solo releases, like that one called When You Come Home. About a year ago, Mike paid us a visit in the Leon Loft, our performance space, which was brand new at that time. And at that time, Mike was out touring behind an album of Soul Coughing songs that he was revisiting. That was called Circle Super Bonbon, just about a year ago. He treated our audience to this one called Fully Retractable, live in the Leon Loft for Acoustic Cafe.
Shoot out like a house fly. This house was half my mind. I don't dispute the doubts you've outlined. It's my right to waste your time. These things, it stands to reason, these things won't kill me. Feelings, spattering drains me, don't tell me. Burning on the 8th of May, she was spectacular. I walked the half moon by the bus stop, sliding across the street to her. Three stings, sequentially, three stings won't kill me. Spieling gracelessly is my grief, don't tell me. And half-masted bass, boosted sling back, fully retractable. Half-masted bass, boosted sling back, fully retractable. Throw out the la-la by the busload. Match the photo to the description. I do indeed and shall continue. Dispatch the shiftless man to points beyond. These things, it stands the reason these things won't kill me. Your spieling gracelessly drains me, don't tell me. And half-masted bass, boosted sling back, fully retractable. Half-masted bass, boosted sling back, fully retractable. Half-masted bass, boosted sling back, fully retractable.
Fully retractable. That is Mike Doty live at the Leon Loft for Acoustic Cafe about a year ago. Mike's new album, a hip-hop record, largely, is called Stellar Motel. And ahead, Warren Zevon, Remembered Again, and our in-studio guest, Leanne Womack, live from Americana Fest 2014.
Our mission statement.
Play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will.
Last year's album from Madeleine Peyrue, while beautiful, seemed to stray from the initial concept. It was called The Blue Room, and it was re-examining Ray Charles' classic 1962 record, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. Not a recreation, The Blue Room covered some of the songs that Ray did in his genre blending style, but then it included other songs treated similarly from Randy Newman, Leonard Cohen, and even Warren Zevon's 1976 song, Desperados Under the Eaves, which you're hearing now. Warren died in 2003. The last song on his last album was a song called Keep Me in Your Heart. There's a new collection of Madeleine Peyrue's work coming this fall, and one of the brand new tracks is her version of the song Keep Me in Your Heart on Acoustic Cafe.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you wake up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly, call when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tired of you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts, take me to your dreams. Touch me as I fall into view. When the winter comes, keep the fires lit. I'll be right next to you. Engine driver's headed north to Pleasant Stream. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while.
Zevon's last song, final track on an album called The Wind, was that one called Keep Me in Your Heart. Madeleine Peyrue doing a lovely version there, and it will be on a new collection of Madeleine's work that is coming out this fall. A few weeks ago, we headed to Nashville for the annual gathering of the Americana Music Association. It's called Americana Fest. The festival starts with the award show on Wednesday night and then fills the week with discussions, a trade show, and tons of music. Acoustic Cafe was included in the events at Americana Fest this year, taping two interviews in front of a live audience at Southern Ground Studios. The first one of those we're playing for you this week on Acoustic Cafe.
Today we are at a truly beautiful location, Southern Ground, Nashville, for another Acoustic Cafe session on the road from Americana Fest 2014. Yeah. And that is how exciting Americana Fest 2014 is so far. All right, for today's session, we're going to be talking with an artist I have wanted to have on this show for a very, very long time. And it's not because of her hit records like I Hope You Dance or A Little Past Little Rock. It's not because of the multiple Grammy and CMA and ACM awards. And it is not even her voice, which is one of the most emotive and compelling in all of music. It's not any of that. You see, Leanne Womack has been my music director for 15 years. She started her recording career right about the same time we started Acoustic Cafe in the mid-90s, and she was one of the artists who I could count on to pick the best songs. All right, so by the late 90s, I knew that if Leanne put a song on one of her records, it was my job as a producer of a show about singers and songwriters to investigate and find out about those writers. With Leanne as my secret music director, Acoustic Cafe would also then be shining a spotlight on top-tier writers and performers. So as I look over the new album, The Way I'm Living, I see loads of folks who I've come to know over the years. These songs all come from writers who are also performers. So Leanne had to choose these songs very carefully. In the words of Rob in the movie High Fidelity, you're using someone else's poetry to express how you feel. This is a delicate thing. The Way I'm Living is Leanne's first album in about 6 years. Sonically, it is pure Americana. So please, welcome to our Americana Fest Acoustic Cafe session, Leanne Womack.
Chances are I took a wrong turn every time I had a turn to take. And I guess I broke my own heart every chance I had a heart to break. And it seems I spent my whole life just wishing on the same unlucky star. And as I watch you cross the barroom, I wonder what my chances are. Well, I know you've been around and you've seen what you needed to see. And at night when you're dreaming, you're probably not dreaming about me. Say I've stumbled, but I've managed to make it through this far. And as I take one step and then another, I wonder what my chances are. Should I lay down my foolish pride? Maybe finally find my heart a home. The band just started playing a simple song I used to know. I take your hand and walk you out. Dance to the rhythm way down low. Every heart has a story, but mine just has a few more scars. But they would heal if you would hold me and tell me what my chances are.
Hayes Carl song called Chances Are, as done live for us by Leanne Womack. She does a version on her new album called The Way I'm Living. We talked to Leanne on September 18th at Americana Fest 2014 in Nashville.
We'll get deeper into these songs here in a bit. First, if we could just talk about The Way I'm Living as a recording project, and this being the first time that you worked with your husband on a full album, Frank Liddell.
Any good song choices I've made probably have Frank behind them. Luke Lewis brought me the Hayes song, though, that I just did. And I've been fortunate enough to have some great musicians, great music people around me from the beginning. And even from my dad, who was in radio, you know, and who has great taste in country music. And so even from the time I was little bitty, I was fortunate enough to have some people around me with really good taste, and Frank, certainly the best.
Can you think of an instance when you were recording this project where he saw something that you probably wouldn't have seen yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Not just this record and not just the songs, but everything around what I'm doing. It's like, I was on MCA. I started on Decca MCA, you know, and then now it's Universal, UMG, whatever it is now. I was on this major label, and I came from this little town in East Texas. I didn't really know what I was getting into when I got in the music business. You know, I thought, I'm gonna go to Nashville, I'm gonna be this country singer, and, sing all these, you know, shuffles and Western swings, you know, and all this. And I got here and people looked at me like, what are you doing? We don't do that anymore here, you know? And so I got on a major label and became their thing, and, came to the end of that. The whole time I was there, I was looking at my friends, Buddy Miller and Patty Griffin and Aunt Jim Lauderdale, all these great people. And I was just thinking, you know, someday I'm going to be able to do what they do. When I grow up, I can be Patty and Buddy, you know what I mean? And so I got to the end of that deal, and Frank was like, all right, now we're doing it.
Interesting. Okay. You know, I don't want to get too much into the whole record company thing. I don't want to play inside baseball here too much. However, you did part ways with this, label couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Was this then done after that, or could this have come out this way a couple of years ago?
Well, it couldn't.
Not there.
Because it didn't. Yeah. Luke Lewis, who ran the label for years, and he's a champion for real music and real songs. And he said, okay, now you've fulfilled your contract, but I want to hear what you and Frank would do if you did not think about radio, if you did not think about marketing. Just go make some great music. And this is the record we made. And unfortunately, when we got ready to turn the record in, Luke left, and it changed.
So they never heard it.
They heard it, yeah.
Okay, they did.
Yeah.
All right.
And they looked at me like, what?
All right, so we're talking about Bruce Robinson on the new album, The Way I'm Living. Two Bruce Robinson songs. Hayes Carl, as we mentioned, Julie Miller, Mindy Smith. All of these writers have been on my show many times, have spoken with them about their craft. And in this case, all of them have done these songs for themselves. So I'm wondering if there is that responsibility almost when you choose to do now the second version of the song. Like, these weren't songs that were written for you specifically?
It's funny because we did this whole record, and I never really realized until I got to the end that they were all songs that had already been recorded. I mean, they were by these singer-songwriters. Somebody pointed out to me, and I think you're really drawn to songs that were written to be performed and not to be pitched. That is such a huge difference in the way a Chris Knight or a Julie Miller sits down to write a song, and the way, you know, they sit down in a cubicle over here, you know, to write a song and to make money off of it, which is fine. It's right. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
And so all these songs were songs that were meant to be performed.
There's no filter there. Nothing in between the performance of that song and the writer of that song.
Right.
That's
right.
How they were written. So it's much more pure in a way.
Very
different
personal
thing.
Songs and written by poets. And as we found out on this record and picking these songs, is like, you know, life is not a 3.5 minute up-tempo positive love song. I mean, it's just not. Life is sometimes not pretty. You know, I don't, for some reason, even as a little girl, I was just drawn to those songs. I must have been a very, just very weird child. And I'm a weird adult, so that makes sense.
for any song, the songs that are here, or for any song that you do, is there one thing that has to lock in first and then second? In other words, can you hear a song that you just love the story, but you can't find your way in vocally? And are there songs that you just love to sing, but the story doesn't mean so much, but you love singing it?
It's funny because I did a show last night, a TV taping with a guy named John Legend, who does a lot of, pop, you know, it's pop, or he's an R&B artist, but he has had some pop hits, and he does a lot with rappers and stuff like that. And some of his songs are real serious, but some of them are just, you know, like a repetitive lyric and fun and up-tempo and that sort of thing, you know. I had fun singing them.
Yeah.
It was fun to sing that. It's different. You know, it was a different thing. But it is two totally different things. I think, you know, I have to do what I do. But it's fun to step out and do that sort of thing for a night. Fly, wish I could fly with you, high, just like the angels do. I know it's wrong to long to be gone, but I do wish I could fly with you tonight. See stars below, a sight, one which you've come to know. It may be a way, but someday I hope to see the stars below.
Fly, and you will find that opening up the brand new album called The Way I'm Living. From our in-studio guest this week, taped live in front of a live audience at Americana Fest 2014, it's Leanne Womack. We'll have more from Leanne from Americana Fest in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio on Twitter, and our new website you will find at www.acafe.com. Again, acafe.com with links to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, lots of our archives going up into the new site, a new feature called The Single Serving, and lots more. You will find it acafe.com. And coming up, it's an IAMA winner from last year, Ryan Adams from the new one, and Joan Baez live here.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart, and each October we team with the International Acoustic Music Awards. This year they're celebrating their 11th anniversary, and they are taking entries for their annual competition right now. More information about them is at inacoustic.com. And we also get the chance to look back on the last year's winners, the 10th annual competition. This week we're going to take a
listen to the artist that won in the category called Best Female Artist. And this is an artist that comes from a long way away. Entries come from all over the world for the International Acoustic Music Awards. And this is a woman named Amira Ali. She comes from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And here's her song that won in the Best Female Artist category in the IAMAs this year, Queen of My Heart on Acoustic Cafe.
All the times when we're together, and my mind, although I have grown, I still need your love to make me be the queen of my heart. Every step I take, no other dream I make, you'll always be the queen of my heart. Through your prayers I can face the I'm not afraid.
Safe. The artist is Ryan Adams. He has a new album. After about a three-year break where a lot of changes happened, he spent time on side projects and producing other people, broke up the band The Cardinals for good, and reformed a new band in Los Angeles and created the album Ryan Adams, the self-titled release. And then before that, a young woman out of Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Her name is Amira Ali. She picked up the Best Female Artist Award in the International Acoustic Music Awards last year. We heard her song called Queen of My Heart. Wilco's Jeff Tweedy has a new musical partner. Well, actually, he's been his partner for 18 years in that it's his son, Spencer. Spencer is playing drums on a new collection of songs that Jeff Tweedy wrote, and the two of them together, both being Tweedies, have called themselves Tweedy. From the album Suki Ray, this is Low Key on Acoustic Cafe.
I've always been low key. Must I accept his fate or take myself far from this place? I thought I heard a black bell toll, a little bird did sing. Man loses all when he wants everything. We'll rise above the scarlet tide, a trickle down through mountain and separates the widow from the bride. Man goes beyond his own decision, gets caught up in the mechanism of swindlers who act like kings and brokers who break everything. The darkest night was swiftly falling into the dawn of day. Why would I want him just to lose him again? And we'll rise above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride. Above the scarlet tide that trickles down through the mountain and separates the widow from the bride.
There was talk last year of a new album from the legendary Joan Baez. It never happened, though. It was supposed to come out this year. Didn't. Maybe early in 2015, we'll hope. That is from the last album, which was called Day After Tomorrow. In 2008, Joan Baez live in our studios doing Elvis Costello's song called The Scarlet Tide. Something new from the Tweedy family. That would be Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, his son, who's 18, that's Spencer Tweedy, and he's playing drums on 20 new songs from Jeff. The album's called Suki Ray. We heard the song called Low Key. Suki Ray, by the way, is the name of Spencer's mom, Jeff's wife, Suki Ray Tweedy. And we've been getting some nice comments on our brand new website. If you have a moment and would like to go visit, it's acafe.com. Of course, there are links to our Twitter and our Instagram and our Facebook. Our Instagram photos are all up there on display. Some new features there as well. Our archives are migrating there slowly but surely. We have a new feature called Single Serving, where you can just hear one song right out of our archives by refreshing the page. And lots of fun things to do. Again, it's A-C-A-F-E, and of course you can send me an email through that website or just directly to me at any time, rob@acafe.com, rob@acafe.com. And next hour on Acoustic Cafe, Bonnie Raitt paying tribute to an old friend, an old songwriting friend of hers. Also, Dinosaur Jr.'s Jay Maskus, the big winner at Americana Fest at the award show this year. And more from our Americana Fest session with our in-studio guest this week, Leanne Womack.